Hi, I'm Lucy and welcome to Lucy Talks. This podcast is all about finding meaning, self-belief and connection while embracing the seasons of your life. I believe that your happiness matters for the planet. When we are fulfilled and feeling self-confident, we are so much more able to take meaningful action, both in our lives and for social change. I want this podcast to dare you to reimagine your own life and the world we live in, and to feel empowered to make changes. All of this while using the lens of the changing seasons to allow for softness, kindness, and balance. I'm so excited to have you here. Let's get started. Hello everyone, welcome to Lucy Talks and welcome very excitingly to the spring season of the podcast. I've now completed the whole winter season and I've had a few weeks off to kind of recharge and I guess like put into practice what I've been talking about throughout the whole winter season, in that there's such a value and an undervalued value in rest and recharging your batteries, taking some time to just, you know, do other things and then coming back with a fresh perspective and to have more energy. So yeah, by the time this comes out, it will have been 3 weeks since the last episode. Hopefully you haven't missed the podcast too much. Today we're going to be chatting all about spring, and if I haven't changed it from when I planned it, this episode is going to be called Spring is the Time for Rapid Growth and It's Not Selfish. And mostly I'm going to be talking about the latter part of this and how growing is not selfish, taking up space is not selfish, and doing things that you're genuinely passionate about, that feel fulfilling, that you find meaning in, is not a selfish thing to do. So I think spring is this perfect time to kind of like start to see the fruits of our labour, start to see the impact that our actions have been making. Maybe we've been planning something throughout all of the winter months, maybe we've been kind of feeling like we're coming up against a brick wall a little bit and that we're putting all this effort in and not really seeing any results. Spring's the time where we start to see that rapid growth. It's the time where there's the most change from what we see in nature, when we have kind of the trees are bare, there is quite a static period of just almost like empty space. And then spring comes along and the leaves start to unfurl, we get all of the flowers coming into bloom, and it's just this lovely, lovely time where it feels quite expansive. It feels like things are moving forwards again, and yeah, we're getting this rapid change from maybe zero to, I don't know, 60%. So we're getting all of that growth going on. So I'm going to talk a bit about nature and how this is just a natural cycle. It's the natural like rhythm of life, and that obviously we're part of that. So it's not selfish, and while we might have these, you know, limiting beliefs or fear mentalities around growth and around expansion and doing things that matter to us and feel good to us, that's not a selfish thing to do. And hopefully I'll convince you by the end of this episode that it's actually the opposite. It's a really empowering thing to do to inspire other people, and yeah, all about that basically. So I'm very excited. Okay, let's start off with a few little gratitudes just to, you know, set the scene, make me slow down a bit and stop racing through my words. So yeah, gratitude is, as ever, so important and is so easy to brush over. So let's start there. Firstly, I'm actually really grateful for having a few weeks off the podcast, because now I genuinely feel quite excited and like ready to get going with it again. I think naturally, when you do something again and again, it can start to feel a bit repetitive. Or for me, like towards the end of the winter season, I was starting to feel a bit like disconnected from the podcast, maybe feeling like I just had to get an episode out, because by the time it got to the last few weeks, I'd run out of my, like, basically at the start, I had a few episodes pre-filmed, and then naturally, as you start to use them up, then, you know, you run out of the pre-filmed ones. So I had to kind of do it week on week. Yeah, and I was also starting to just feel a little bit like on a hamster wheel, which is not something that I want to feel with creative projects. And it's actually something that I'm really working on at the moment, as I'll get into in a bit. But yeah, I'm grateful that I kind of took my own advice that I was saying throughout the whole winter season of, you know, the importance of rest, the importance of listening to yourself, and that rest is just as important as the action, basically. That reflection period serves you so well. So Yeah, I have had a lovely few weeks off recording and editing episodes for the podcast. And yeah, I do think it's really served me well. So I'm excited to get back into it, to get more episodes planned and out to you. And hopefully you're excited about that too. The second thing I'm grateful for is the book The Artist's Way. You may have heard of this before, maybe you haven't. It's by Julia Cameron, and it's one of those books where you hear a lot about it, but I never like actually thought to read it, if that makes sense. Like, it was one of those books that I thought, oh yeah, I'll do that at some point in the future. It's like a 12-week get yourself back into your creativity kind of program, and each week you read a chapter. You have some exercises to do, and she sends you out on these like artist dates that she calls them. So it's essentially like time with yourself. And the other aspect of this is daily morning pages, like daily journaling, just stream of consciousness, getting it all out. I'm going to do another episode all about The Artist's Way after I've done a few more weeks of it, because I'm still on week one. So after I've like actually done it for a little bit, I'm going to tell you how I'm finding it, how I'm doing with it basically. But I'm loving it so far. I've read the introduction chapters and yeah, I'm like really excited to get stuck into it. It feels really me, and yeah, just feels like something that I think I'm gonna connect with and like get a lot out of. So very grateful for that, because starting to feel a bit stagnant and a bit like, okay, I need something else to put my energy into. I need some like new lease of creativity. So yeah, that's been amazing. And I guess along the same lines, I also went out on a little walk with my camera. Sounds a bit sad. Went out on a walk basically and took my camera with me, and got some really, really nice photos. I haven't done that much photography in the last, I don't know, year or so, like properly. I used to go out with my camera. That's, again, sounds really sad. Used to go out and take photos quite often. And just, it's lovely. Like you feel quite immersed in whatever you're doing, because obviously you've got to pay attention to something if you're taking the photo. So instead of like just, you know, taking in the surroundings in general, I quite like to zoom into something specific, like for example the bluebells, or I had some like nice photos of the like crops on the fields. So it was really fun, and it's just like such a hobby of mine. So yeah, I absolutely love my camera. I had my camera for my 15th birthday, and it's probably the best present I've ever had. It was amazing. So yeah, it's a Canon 100D, and I love it. And I'm also planning on using it a bit more for videography. As mentioned in my last episode, which was episode 8 of the winter season, kind of like a goal setting, you know, next 12 weeks, what do I want episode. Loved recording that. I always love a bit of goal setting. And one of my goals I said was to like invest in a camera. And I know this sounds really, really stupid, but because I've always used my like DSLR for photography, I just like, it sounds absolutely stupid saying out loud, I just like never really occurred to me that I could use it for video as well. It's also quite like a big camera. I guess it's not even that big, but compared to a phone, it's quite a big camera. And so it just didn't really occur to me, but I had a little practice around and yeah, watched a few videos on like videography and, you know, the basics for YouTube, and I don't need to buy a camera. I've got an amazing camera. I just need to repurpose it basically. So that is a lovely little realization. And sounds like so glaringly obvious now that I've said it, but anyway, moving on. Yeah, that's my three little gratitudes. So mostly centered around like creativity, which I think will be a theme for this next season. So very, very excited. Okay, let's get into the main bulk of the episode. So I think that a quote that really, really sums this up is the following. Does the garden deserve to grow? No, it's designed to grow. And I love this. I can't remember where I first found this. I think it might have been on an episode of Happy Place, like ages ago. But anyway, the quote is, does the garden deserve to grow? No, it's designed to grow. And I think that we feel quite often, or at least I feel, and I know that other people that I've spoken to feel like this, we feel that creativity and pursuing things that matter to us, pursuing our interests and our passions and our hobbies and work that feels meaningful to us, we feel that it's selfish. And it's the same if maybe like, I don't know, you're a mum or a dad and you are so used to spending your time doing things for other people that you then feel maybe selfish, like doing anything for yourself. And I absolutely know that I have this belief in myself as well. So it's not that I am exempt from this. Like, I don't. The reason I feel strongly about it is because I know that it's a belief that I've held myself. But it is not selfish to do things that make you feel fulfilled and excited and passionate. It's not selfish to pour your energy into things that matter to you. And I think another way to think of it is, like, if there's someone who you find really inspiring, like, you look at the work they do, you look at the kind of life they have, and they just inspire you so much in your core and in your gut, and you, like, you feel so much, like, excited energy when you think about the life that they have, or, you know, what that would be like for you. Do you ever think, like, if think about this person, do you ever think, oh my god, like, how self-indulgent of them to do that, to have that life, to work on that project? Like, how pretentious, how unnecessary is that? Like, no, of course you're not going to think like that. You're going to think, damn, like, I want their life. Like, they're such a cool person. Good for them. Like, I can't believe they've achieved everything they've achieved. Or, like, I love their mindset on this. I love their outlook or perspective on life. And I just think it's absurd that we then hold those, like, judgments in ourselves. It's not selfish to put your energy into things that matter to you. And also, like, when you feel inspired, like, that person that really inspires you, they're just living their life, you know. They probably don't have the intention of inspiring other people, but because they're maybe doing something in such an authentic way, they're, you know, having that lifestyle that you really think is cool, they're not doing that to, like, inspire you directly. Maybe they, like, have a goal of inspiring people, I don't know. But the point is that when you feel inspired, without realizing it, you inspire other people. And that ripple effect is so powerful and so, like, underrated, I think. So, yeah, just something else to think about and ponder on, I guess. Another way of putting it is that, like the garden, do we ever question whether nature is, like, deserving of growing? Like, of course we don't think like that. It's spring, the grass, the flowers, the trees, they're growing. Like, that's their time to grow, that's their time to flourish. We're not going to question whether or not they've, like, worked hard enough to deserve that. It's just a little bit crazy that we then hold those expectations of ourselves and we think, no, like, I need to always be doing the right thing. I need to be sensible. And yeah, I need to have enough money. I need to, like, yeah, just do the right thing rather than the thing that feels good to us. And obviously, I'm not saying go completely crazy and never do anything that is maybe the sensible thing to do, the thing that's going to help you in other ways. But yeah, ultimately, like, if we never ever find time to do something that matters to us, and we never make time for our hobbies, and never make time to spend quality time with friends, then it's kind of like our life would just become a bit empty, and it become a bit like, well, what's the point? Because we're only ever doing the sensible things, the right things, the maybe, like, selfless things. And of course, being selfless is great, but often it's the times when we're actually feeling really fulfilled, really motivated, really inspired. Often those things are helping other people as well. So yeah, just a few little thoughts on that. I actually was just writing down some notes for this episode. I ended up kind of writing a little poem, so I'm gonna try and, like, let go of that resistance. And my god, do I feel resistance and vulnerable to read this out. But what I've decided lately, partly because of the artist's way, is that that is what people connect to. This, like, vulnerability is what is important. I was listening to Brené Brown's TED Talk the other day on listening to shame and listening to vulnerability. Yeah, really, really good. I think I mentioned it in last week's episode, or, like, not the last week, but the last episode that I did, and I said that I wanted to listen to it, and I did, and it's really good. I think her first one on vulnerability is better than the shame one, but regardless, they're both good. Okay, right, let me do big girl scary things and read out a poem. We see growth all around us. The leaves are unfurling, the blossom starts to bloom, the daisies stretch out of the earth. And so inside us too are the seeds primed to grow, to unfurl, to stretch, to bloom. Yet we question our growth, we feel undeserving. We wonder who will point a finger, say stay in your lane. We feel like imposters, we fear taking up room. We feel resistance to advance when we would never tell the daisies to unbloom. So there you go, there's my little poem. And I guess it's like inspired by that little quote, as I said at the start, does the garden deserve to grow? No, it's designed to grow. So yeah, just a few little thoughts on that. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is the seasons again. Maybe I sound like a stuck record at this point, but honestly, I just think it makes so much sense. So as I spoke about in the first episode of the whole like relaunch, the first episode of the winter season, I kind of went through the analogy of the different seasons of the year, how we see them in nature, to our menstrual cycle, if you're someone who has a menstrual cycle. And I thought I'd just like reiterate this again for anyone who's not listened to that episode or who's like wondering what I'm talking about when I talk about the seasons. So firstly, like when I talk about this, I'm talking about, yes, like if you're a woman, if you're someone who has a period, that monthly cycle and those like, yeah, those changes that go on with our hormones, the natural like ebb and flow that we have within us, and that we can use that to harness our power and harness like how we can show up in the world, how impactful we can be, and to look after ourselves as well. So that's the first thing. Secondly, we see these seasons in our life. So maybe it's on a broader scale. Maybe it's the exam season period and you're putting all that energy into revising. You're kind of maybe not putting as much effort into your social life, to your friendships, to your relationships, etc., because you're trying to, you know, get the results, get the revision done, focus on that, which of course is like a great goal, but we wouldn't want to do that the entire year round. Like things come in cycles, right? We can maybe see this in the projects that we're working on at work or in our relationships. Maybe you go through a breakup and it feels like really raw and really kind of, you're just emotionally vulnerable, in need of greater amounts of rest and like emotional rest and recharging. And then after that, there's often this period of, okay, I want to go out, I want to meet people, I want to like, you know, work on me and push myself and experiment and try new things. So I think these are quite natural cycles and hopefully something that you can relate to. But let's go over what I mean just briefly, and then I'm going to talk about spring in more depth because it's the start of the spring season and it's nice to like all be on the same page. So winter, this is what we've been speaking about for the last 8 weeks, and if we're talking about a menstrual cycle, this starts on day one. This is when you start bleeding, and it's typically a time when you're more emotionally vulnerable. You're in need of greater amounts of physical rest, emotional rest, and most likely have a smaller social battery. Spring is then this time when you finish bleeding, and it's this pre-ovulation phase. So your estrogen, which is in my opinion the best hormone, is on the rise, and you're feeling a bit more energized, excited by life, more motivated, and kind of just like a bit more creative and resilient. If something happens, you can probably deal with it a bit better than you can a few days ago. Yeah, this is like a great time to work on reaching your potential and to experiment with new things and push a bit harder. We then have summer. So this is your peak of estrogen if we're talking about it in a menstrual cycle way of thinking about things. And we have ovulation. So this is like, in terms of the aim of reproduction, this is like when you're most triggered for your sexual energy, and it's a time to have fun, to be quite productive, and maybe like explore different connections. So yeah, a time for maybe like consolidating on the growth that you've done in spring, and for, yeah, just like continuing that positive momentum. And then we have autumn. So this is a real sense of returning. Our estrogen drops, our progesterone increases, and we're in this pre-menstrual phase. Personally, this is a rough time. I haven't really spoken that much about my own experience of the menstrual cycle on here. Maybe I will in the future. But yeah, and recently, in the last like year or so, this has been quite a stark difference for me between the summer and the autumn. And so I guess that's maybe why I feel drawn to talk about it on here, because it's quite clear cut. It can be an amazing day, and then the next day I feel that like shift in my hormones really quite acutely. So yeah, you might experience this physically, mentally, emotionally, and it's a time for going inwards. We feel like more reserved, we maybe don't want to connect with other people as much, we want to kind of, yeah, just, you know, stay in our own little bubble, stay in our comfort zone, and that's absolutely fine. So yeah, that's just a little overview again if you didn't listen to the winter season. So yeah, let's talk about spring. This is probably my favourite season, and it's the time for rapid growth, as I've put in the title of this episode. Spring is the time for rapid growth, and it's not selfish. We're using this time that we've spent in the winter, maybe reflecting, maybe having a bit of redirection, thinking about what we really want, and kind of setting those goals again. And then spring is the time to start propelling ourselves forward in that direction. So imagine a big flywheel. So it's this big, big, heavy stone wheel, and it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of energy to start that wheel moving. So initially, if you want to use the winter analogy, we're putting a lot of energy into kind of starting to shift this wheel, but we're pushing and pushing and pushing, and not a lot is happening. Even though we're exerting quite a lot of energy, we're really pushing on this big stone wheel, it's not moving very much. Maybe it moves like an inch every couple of days. We're really, really trying, but there's not that much like visible change happening. We then, as the wheel starts to move, it then starts to become easier to move it. So we're building up momentum. And this is when we come into our spring. So it's the time of this acceleration. We've built up our momentum. We've put all of that hard work into just starting to shift it. And now it's going, it's spinning, it's picking up speed. It's gone from basically no speed. It's gone from basically 0 meters per second, if you will, to maybe like 25 meters per second. And we're building up that momentum. We've got that big acceleration, and this is like such an exciting time. So we're starting to observe the changes in the action. We're starting to observe the results of our action that we've been putting a lot of work into. So it's quite an exciting time, and it's maybe a time for experimentation as well. So a time to try new things. If an opportunity comes up, to say yes, even if it's something that feels outside of our comfort zone, this is a time when we can probably cope with those setbacks a bit more. If it is to be a setback, we can push ourselves and cope with those, like, yeah, cope with anything that we need to deal with, basically. We're more up for meeting new people and for trying new things. So if there's any people who find it hard to try new things, try and work with your cycle. If you're someone who has a period and you feel these like changes in your hormones quite significantly, or maybe not that significantly because you haven't noticed it, but if you're, anyway, regardless, someone who experiences a menstrual cycle, this is a fantastic way to try and encourage yourself to get out your comfort zone. If you're looking for any time to do it, this is the time. Like, use those first days after you start bleeding and in the run-up to ovulation to start to like push yourself out your comfort zone, try new things, start to make progress, and maybe you want like a bit of newness. Maybe you need to clear some space for that. Maybe there's like quite a lot of clutter in your room and you want to, yeah, get rid so you can then bring in some new energy. Maybe you feel a bit stagnant and you've not done that much exercise in those like autumn winter months. This is a time to go out, to like move your body, to maybe add in some new habits, to have a think about your mindset on something, try to like incorporate some new perspectives, or maybe it's something as simple as you feel a bit like your clothes don't really fit you properly, or that they, yeah, don't really like feel like you. This might be a great time to try and find a couple of fresh pieces for your wardrobe that you think really feel like you, and yeah, just to kind of embrace that period of growth, that opportunity to push yourself out your comfort zone and be able to deal with any setbacks that you might have. So yeah, it's very exciting. Currently, as I'm recording this, I'm like in my latter half of my spring, I'd say, probably moving into summer, realistically. but I feel so good at this part of my cycle, and I'm enjoying the coincidence of recording this and my own cycle and also spring that we're observing around us. I absolutely love spring. We've had the clocks go forward in the UK as well recently, which makes such a big difference. So now it's not getting dark until like 8 p.m, maybe even a little bit past 8 p.m. And oh my God, I love it so much. It's so much better. I think people who live in like cold, dark countries need like more credit for the fact that we get through these horrible like winter, cold, dark, wet months every year and come out the other side and feel quite hopeful. Because having like been to other countries, or like, for example, having spent the majority of last autumn, or all of last autumn and the start of, for example, having spent all of last autumn in like UK terms abroad this year, or I guess end of 2023, it made such a big difference to my ability to cope with those like couple of winter months, because I knew it was only a few months. Whereas normally from, I don't know, like October through to latter half of February, March, God, it is just like, it's cold, it's dark, it's wet. And like, we remain positive. We try to remain positive throughout. And yeah, I just feel like I didn't quite realise the fact that people don't always experience that. Like, you know, I don't know, maybe that's stupid as well, but you're just used to what you're used to, aren't you? So yeah, I definitely enjoyed not having to put up with the autumn. But yeah, all that to say that spring is on the way. We've got longer days, warmer weather ahead of us. And personally, I just feel quite ready for it. I'm quite excited. So yeah, thank you so much for listening. And I really hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to check out the episode that I did at the end of the winter season, which is like my goals for the next 12 weeks, the next chapter, the next season for this spring season. And yeah, hopefully I will be able to work on all of them and achieve them. So yeah, let's see. Watch this space. I also am in the process of putting up the last few travel vlogs on my YouTube channel. So if you didn't know, I have a YouTube channel. It's just my name, Lucy Woodward. I'll leave it linked in the description because people say that they can't find it. So I'm going to work on that and try and get it a bit more searchable. But yeah, I have about 20 travel vlogs from the back end of last year, and I'm actually so excited to finish them so I can work on videos and like things that I've been filming since I've been back, because it just feels weird to then flip between them and put something out from the UK and then something out from Australia, you know. So I want to just get them all done and then I'll be able to move on to other YouTube things, which is also very exciting. Okay, thank you very much, everyone, and I hope you have a lovely week. If you aren't following the podcast wherever you listen, would love if you go over and follow that just after you finish. Go and click the little follow, and I would love it if you come back next week. All right, lots of love, and I'll be back again next Monday for a brand new episode of Lucy Talks. Stay tuned for that. See you soon. Bye.